These days in Gorham and lots of other North Country towns, it's not unusual to see caravans of ATVs. They can be parked at the local gas station or in line at the Dunkin' Donuts, zipping down local roads as well. It's the result of a years-long effort by state and local tourism officials to make the North Country a destination for ATV riders. In the first installment of this week's series, Off-Road, a look at New Hampshire's ATV economy, we'll hear how, while some see promise in this growth, others worry the region is losing something along the way. NHPR's Casey McDermott reports.
Sandy Lemire has called Gorham home for as long as she can remember. But in the last few years, the town she grew up in is getting harder and harder to recognize.
The machines keep getting bigger and bigger. And the bigger they are, the more noise they make, you know? And if they see somebody, I'm surprised they haven't done it now, probably because you get a microphone. Because usually when someone is out there doing something, they gun the engines to show off.
I visited Lemire the weekend of an ATV festival that brought more than 10,000 riders to the area. The center of that festival was about 10 miles away at Jericho State Park in Berlin. As we talked, dozens of ATVs zipped past, right down the main street, just steps from Lemire's front door.
Now, imagine 15, 20 of those at a time.
Lemire's house is right on the doorstep of New Hampshire's Ride the Wilds network, the crown jewel of the state's burgeoning ATV tourism industry. It boasts more than 1,000 miles of trails weaving throughout Coos County. A key entrance to that trail network sits at the edge of Gorham's main business district. Since 2013, the state and the town both made it easier to access by allowing ATVs to drive on the main roads. Lemire says that changed everything.
I love it down here. It's where I was brought up, you know. I'd hate to have to move, but... And now it's to the point where my neighbor next door, they've gone for the day or the weekend because they can't stand it.
Others say the town's off-road renaissance has been a blessing, that it's brought in a whole new group of visitors, that ATV dealers and hotels are booming.
I feel that we've all morphed into something really cool here. This is good. This is really, really good.
Ray Bergeron is one of the biggest boosters behind the campaign to make Gorham an ATV destination. He runs White Mountain ATV Rental and leads the local OHRV club.
It is definitely an allure to be able to pull up to Dunkin' Donuts and grab your coffee and your side-by-side and drive into the trails.
But like any change, this one has come with growing pains. For one, a sharp increase in complaints to local police, from about a dozen in 2012 to more than 200 so far this year. There have been tense public forums, pointed letters to the editor. About 20 residents recently enlisted the help of a lawyer to get ATVs out of their neighborhood. One of them, Dave Ivanko, says he can hear a dull roar from his home on most busy weekends.
No self-respecting town would ever bring this upon itself. It just shows a measure of desperation. I mean, there's very few towns in the country, or especially in the Northeast, that would even tolerate this sort of madness.
Some local business owners who weren't directly profiting from the off-road industry also told me they weren't too sure Gorham's embrace of ATVs was a good thing in the long run. But they wouldn't speak on tape because the issue has become so sensitive. One business owner who was willing to speak up was Liz Jackson, who owns Libby's Bistro and Salt Pub, a trendy farm-to-table spot right on Main Street.
I have asked at meetings, how would you feel if you had a quiet little town that you escaped to and you went there during a big noisy festival, how would you feel about that little town that was your getaway?
Jackson knows for a fact she's lost customers who came to Gorham seeking a peaceful weekend escape, but were startled by the sights and sounds of so many ATVs revving outside their hotel room and along the main roads.
Yeah, I filled those reservations, and the point isn't that I lost them, it's that the whole town lost them, and another town gained them.
This debate over what ATVs are doing to local businesses and to the quality of life here in Gorham is at its heart a debate over the town's identity. And in Gorham, that identity is shaped as much by the people who live here as it is the visitors it decides to welcome.
So we've got two of these, and then we have two yurts. For now.
Over in another part of town that's largely secluded from ATV traffic, Kara and Jason Hunter are trying to prove that it is possible for all kinds of tourists to coexist peacefully. The couple just opened a new lodge and campground that caters to hikers, mountain bikers, and others who want to enjoy what Gorham has to offer, away from the ATVs. Unlike some other local lodges who turn ATV riders away, the Hunters still plan to leave the door open for this group, too. They just aren't allowed to start their engines and have to trailer to the nearest trailhead.
It's hard to just be, like, against something when you know that, like, the people that are coming here to do it are coming to be here the same way everyone else is coming to be here, you know? And they just happen to be doing something that, like, a lot of people in town are, like, not so keen on, but they're still just people coming to enjoy the White Mountains, you know, just like everyone else, I guess.
As long as people are willing to respect their neighbors, the Hunters like to think there's enough room for everyone. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.